And I'm Steve Inskeep with the sound of a reunion. Voters talked with us about race during President Obama's 2008 election. We brought some of them together again after this election, and some hugged when they saw each other coming in out of the cold in York, Pennsylvania.
I was stealing your warmth, I'll be honest. Good to see you.
And you remember Don?
Hi. Yes, I remember Don.
The four come from different walks of life, yet quickly found connections.
Pike was your brother.
Yes.
Pike and I were friends in high school.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Small world.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you? Good to see you.
I've had another little one.
It's not a big city, though York is in a state that made big news this fall, voting Republican for the first time in decades. In our group, two voters are black and two are white. We ate pizza together and talked inside an old brick courthouse, a courthouse that marks a historic event here in York. It's a replica of the building where Americans drafted the Articles of Confederation. That's a predecessor to the Constitution, created back in 1777. We sat around a table covered with a green felt cloth and listened to some more recent history. We played a recording of a radio story of our talks back in 2008.
And we're listening together to the way this month's election can change the outlook of a room full of Americans.
The last time we talked, Obama voters were exultant. Voters for Republican John McCain had mixed feelings, excited about the historic moment, disappointed in the actual result. The people whose candidate lost in 2008 are the people who were on the winning side this time.
I personally am happy with Trump. I was happy with him from the very beginning.
Don Geddes remembers waiting to see how far his candidate could go.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see what he did.
Geddes is white, a retired police officer, now working as a constable. He voted Trump not because he needs a job, but because he feels others do.
I always felt it was a beautiful country. It's a good country, and I think everybody has an opportunity. And hopefully with Trump in there, there's going to be more opportunity, more jobs. He won't be leaving the country. I just hope everybody gets an equal opportunity to do it.
Cal Weary, you look like something's on your mind.
Oh, man.
Cal Weary is a father of three and runs a performing arts space. He's black and also Republican and a kind of admirer of Donald Trump.
He was interviewed and they said to him, how much do you sleep? He said, I sleep 3 hours a night. He said, because I'm trying to make deals. I can't be asleep. So I applied that to my life, and for a number of years, I slept 3 to 4 hours a night.
Because you heard that Donald
Trump. It made sense to me.
Yet Weary voted for Hillary Clinton. In this room, he reminded his fellow York residents of Trump's remarks about immigrants and women.
I can't get past the stuff that was said right in our faces. It wasn't someone just saying he said it. We heard his own voice say it.
What do you make of all that? Where does that fit for you?
Well, you know, there was just an article I saw the last couple of days about the KKK said they're backing Trump, but he's never asked them for support.
Constable Don Geddes doesn't blame the president-elect for some of his supporters.
It's just a group that are jumping on this because he was elected. And matter of fact, some of the things I've heard about his life, he's not a racist at all. Far from it.
But I think this, in the same right, you had people who said, you know, we're afraid that Obama's a Muslim back then.
Weary was trying to explain what really bothers him. Back in 2008, he says, many voters feared Obama because they thought, based on no evidence, that he was Muslim. This year, he argues, many voters on the other side have reasons for fear.
And here you have somebody who's not only being backed by racist organizations, but bringing people on board who are the voice of those organizations.
He means people like Steve Bannon, a close Trump advisor who once declared his website to be the platform for the alt-right, a label that's claimed by white supremacists.
So, I mean, it's being put right in our face.
You were going to say something, Sarah?
I don't think anybody can say that his remarks have been nothing short of inflammatory.
Sarah Iacoviello is white, a mother of young kids, and a fundraiser for nonprofits. She voted for Donald Trump on economic issues and now says she needs him to address racism.
In order to stop it in its tracks, it has to be denounced. And that's one of the things that makes my heart heavy with the decision I had to make.
Margie, you've been listening to this all politely. What's on your mind as you listen to?
This election is unreal to me. And when I say unreal, I mean I can't wrap my head around any of it.
Margie Orr is black, the head of the local school board, and voted for Hillary Clinton.
I'm actually afraid for the country now. I am. The way he denigrated women, made fun of physically handicapped people. And I'm saying to myself, how can you people condone that? You all condone that?
Across the green felt tablecloth, Trump voter Don Geddes says he looks past Trump's words.
I think one of the things he's trying to do is to make America great again, is bring jobs back to America so people here have a job. They're moving jobs out to Mexico and every place else. They're closing factories, sending the stuff over to China, and our people are out of work. He's trying to push out some of the illegals. They'll come in and they'll work under the table for nothing, and the American people can't get a job.
Now, Don Geddes used that phrase, make America great again. It came up several times in our conversation. It powerfully appealed to millions of Trump voters, of course, and it's still the president-elect's central slogan. Yet the black voters at our table found it dismaying. And Cal Weary tried to explain why. He says it's all about the last word.
Great again. Make America great. But when you say great again, what again are you referring to? Because depending on what again you're referring to, it might not be such a great America for all of us. Because some people are sitting there thinking, yeah, I wish we could go back to when I could say whatever I wanted to and I could go down the street and not be bothered by a bunch of blacks always being right up here and they're living in my neighborhood now. And that's how some people are thinking that way. I guarantee you there aren't many black folks who are going to make America great again. Oh, you mean back to when we had segregation and we had our own stores? Because, I mean, people aren't necessarily looking on our end for that sort of thing.
This doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. I mean, come on. He could have and maybe could have been elected to have a different view on things.
He might have spoken differently and still won.
Right, right. But he chose to use those terms and that type of rhetoric to his advantage, and people just fed into it. They fed into it.
So yeah. I'm actually ashamed for not thinking of it. I mean, you just kind of enlightened me, in all seriousness.
Trump voter Sarah Iacoviello is having one of the moments of understanding that have peppered our talks in York, Pennsylvania. Not that she's changed her support for Trump, but she suddenly grasps how other people may view the exact same thing.
Make America great again, and that, I mean, that is very subjective, and it isn't considering everyone. And perhaps make America greater would have been a better slogan.
Maybe not as catchy. What part of your life weren't you okay with?
So I want to be clear on this. You're saying you're just realizing now that the slogan, which seemed okay to you before, is really jarring to other people, and you understand why.
Listening to Cal and Margie just now actually, yeah, showed me that. I didn't think about it. And there are a lot of things that I don't think about.
Let's imagine forward 4 years. If we all got together 4 years from now again, set a condition for me. What's one thing that could happen in the next 4 years, just one, that would make you think all the angst of this election was worth it and that things worked out okay? Put something on the table that you expect and need to happen in the next 4 years. I'll start with you, Margie.
Oh, my goodness. I sincerely hope that we don't have a problem with race riots, and that's what my, I'm actually afraid of what could happen here in the United States in these 4 years coming up.
People turning against each other.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Sarah?
Just one issue? I mean, healthcare reform would be wonderful to see, making healthcare affordable and reasonable.
She'd also like to see a stronger economy, as would Don Geddes.
More jobs, better jobs. When you get people working, they're not sitting back at home, and they're going to go out and work, and they're going to be more productive, and they're going to increase their life and their way of living.
Yes, Cal?
It's a hard question for me.
Remember that Cal Weary is because the black man who voted for Clinton, yet identifies as Republican. As we heard on the program yesterday, he thinks of Trump's election like a national heart attack, yet also came to feel it was a shakeup that needed to happen. Here's what he's hoping for now.
I really hope that what happens is that we see that our system actually can work in distress, and that regardless of how great a president or a horrible president that President Trump is, that we start to see our kids really embracing poli-sci and looking for what we want
political
to be
science
next.
Embracing democracy is what you're saying.
Or
you want people to be more involved.
Right. Embracing it and really like getting out there and finding out what works for us for what we will become. So to ask me about 4 years from now, my question is, what comes next and how does our youth get us there?
Cal Weary, Don Geddes, Margie Orr, Sarah Iacoviello, four very different American voters who sat across a table in York, Pennsylvania. We met them during the 2008 election and again this week. And at npr.org, you can see photos of them then and now.